Today we celebrate the feast of St. Robert Bellarmine, who was a bishop and doctor of the church in the 16th century. He was a great pastor of his people. He was a great pastor of truth, of divine truth, and the teachings of the church. He represents what we desire always for our bishops to be as leaders, sheep who teach other sheep how to be shepherds in the likeness of the shepherd himself. Paul speaks about this kind of shepherding, and he uses what I like to call the Popeye theology approach to who he is. He says, "I am what I am by the grace of God." The nuns used to always tell us that. When we would see somebody alongside the street who was poor, or we saw somebody who was suffering from a way of life of sin, the sisters would remind us that without the grace of God, there goes I. Thus, therefore, we conclude, with the grace of God, I am what I am. Paul admits that he is truly an apostle like those for which Jesus had chosen prior to his death. He is an apostle because he too shares in the full belief of who Jesus was, the incarnate Word, who died for our sins, who rose again, and appeared to many after his death. I think we always have to keep that in mind when we are teaching our love of Christ and his theology, reminding people that it wasn't enough that Jesus died on the cross and suffered severely for our sins, but he rose to a new life. And it wasn't enough that he just rose to a new life and ascended into heaven. Before that, he appeared in that resurrected body to those who had faith in him and believed in him. Paul holds himself in the grace of God as an apostle. For without the grace of God, he was the one who crucified in essence, the church through his persecution, that he put to death those who believed in this profession of faith. But it was Stephen's death, as he watched and listened and saw the joy that comes from truth, that he was prepared, disposed, if you will, to receive that grace along the road where he himself was brought into the fold. It's a good theology, the Popeye theology. I am what I am, not because of anything I do, but perhaps maybe the spinach of grace. Perhaps when we dispose ourselves fully to that, we receive forgiveness. The woman in the gospel today receives forgiveness. She's already acting out of her belief that she will be forgiven by washing Jesus' feet with her tears and drying it with her hair, anointing his feet because she understands that his feet are the things for which will carry that message, that opportunity of grace from town to town. How those who do not seek God's forgiveness are those who are less pleased with his ability to forgive. So today's gospel reminds us that we need those to lead us like St. Robert Bellarmine. We need bishops who are true shepherds without fault, so that the sheep that follow can be raised up with God's grace to lead as well. We're seeing that right now in our own church. I truly believe that Bishop Mlesic is a great shepherd. And by his example as a pastor to all of us, has given us the ability to be more confident, to be more like a shepherd among its sheep than ever before. And I ask you to pray for Monsignor Larry Kolick, who will be the minister of the diocese. I believe he will be a good one, because he too had the example of one who trusts not only in Christ, but also the power of grace that disposes us to be what Christ calls us to be. We are what we are by the grace of God and his mercy, which endures forever. Let us pray.